Hello and welcome to the Substance of Life Experience podcast. Glad you could join us today. I am your host, Angela, and as I always say in every program that I start, I would ask for a few moments of your undivided attention and suggest that you go and find that quiet space and give me at least 20 to 30 minutes of your precious time. You may walk away inspired. You may walk away learning something that you just didn't know. Today's topic will be voting. So I invite you to go and get that adult beverage or that non-alcoholic beverage, if you will, and sit back and enjoy. Today's topic is voting, and I am wanting to put this out there first and foremost, that this is a nonpartisan podcast. And any of you out there that know who I am, you know why it is a nonpartisan podcast. I am not going to talk about specific candidates. My topic today is really scoped around that individual who has decided, for whatever reason, not to vote in the 2020 election. Now, today, I decided to go to my polling place, and I will share with you that it was a very, very pleasant experience. And it was pleasant because when I walked through the door, I was greeted by someone who was very happy to see me physically there. And as I looked around the room, I noticed that the volunteers who were present represented every ethnic group that lives within my community that I'm aware of. And I was very, very happy to see that. There were no campaign signs anywhere. There were no individuals campaigning for anyone anywhere. There was just simply citizens who decided to volunteer to work the polls. And I want to do a shout out and say thank you to them because they gave of themselves and their free time to do this. And in many states across the country, when you volunteer to become a poll worker, you have to take a course. You have to invest extra hours in learning how that particular process works. So I applaud those individuals who have decided, I am going to volunteer. As I said earlier, this particular podcast is geared towards those individuals who have decided not to participate in the 2020 election. And, you know, I found that to be very, very disheartening. And I just want to share with you why. I found it to be disheartening because, in my opinion, what you're saying is you do not care about what happens in your community. Because, newsflash, when you go to your polls to participate in voting, you're not just voting for a candidate. There are referendums that are on that ballot which impact the area that you live in. For example, there could be a referendum on that ballot which impacts the schools that your children go to. There could be a referendum on that ballot which impacts the hospitals and the roads in the community that you live in. By not participating, what you are simply saying is you don't care about any of those issues. And because you don't care about any of those issues, and you have displayed your level of caring, if you will, by not voting, anything can happen. And if anything happens, then you are in a position where you're saying, I really don't care if you build new roads. I really don't care if the schools in my particular area are different. I really don't care. That is what you are saying by not voting. So it's not just all about the individuals who may be running on the ballot. There are other things that are on that ballot that really do demand your attention. And I know what you're saying. Oh, Angela, you know, you really haven't convinced me. Well, look at it from a financial perspective. You pay taxes. You pay taxes. You pay payroll taxes. You pay taxes in your community. You pay sales tax. All of that money is collected in your state. I know some states don't have sales tax, and that's okay. The point is, you have funds coming out of your salary, which benefit your state. And what you're saying by not participating in your 2020 election is you don't care how any of that money is distributed, and you don't care how any of that money is not being used. So, you know, by not voting, it's a very, very, very powerful message that you are sending. It's not just all about the elected officials. And in conversation with a few individuals who decided, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to vote, but they complain. They complain about their legislature. They complain about their elected officials. I'm going to send a challenge out to you today. And that challenge is, if you don't like what you see, what's to stop you from revamping your resume, going to your state's website, and putting in an application to serve on one of those state commissions? Yeah, I'm going to call you out on that, because you as an American citizen have the right to change those things and make them better. And how do you do that? Well, first, you need to participate. That's first and foremost. So if you decide, hey, I'm going to go and put in an application to serve on a particular committee, because newsflash, most of those state committees are made up of individual citizens. In the particular state that I live in, each board or committee has to have a certain number of citizens to sit on that board and vote. And I know that some people are kind of shocked about this news that I'm telling them about sitting on a committee or boards. Yeah, in some states, it's a volunteer kind of job. You're not doing it every day. You may have meetings once a quarter or once every 2 months. But you have a seat at the table, and you are in a position to hear about the specific laws and rules and regulations of your state or your county by serving on different boards and commissions. You have a first-hand seat to see what's going on at that level. So, you know, to sit and complain about what's going on around you and not participate using the rules of engagement that are there, that have been designed for all citizens to participate, you have no one else to blame but yourself. But now I want to go from a historical perspective. You see, voting in the United States of America has not always been for every citizen. And if you recall in your American history classes, or even do the research, voting was only for the wealthy. Voting was only for those individuals who owned land and those individuals who owned slaves. Yes, do your history. Women were not allowed to vote. So by you sitting comfortably at home, not voting, you're saying that the blood that was spilt, the people who were jailed, the injustices that went on prior to the 20th century, you don't care about. It meant nothing. And I say that because Those people fought, bled, and died so that your generation would have the ability to cast a vote and have a voice in the election cycle. So, you know, when I hear people say, well, you know, my vote doesn't make a difference. The only vote that doesn't make a difference is that vote that is not cast. And the difference isn't so much in looking at that elected official. The difference is in you, an American citizen. You're saying that your voice is irrelevant and you really don't care what goes on around you by not participating. Your vote matters. Not voting matters because it takes away your voice. That is the wonderful thing about living in these United States. We have been given a voice. We have been given the opportunity to go to the polls to say, hey, I don't want this particular referendum. I don't think it's good for my community. Or I don't want this particular politician because I don't think that it's good for my community or my state. A collective voice, and I'm going to say that again, a collective voice has such power. But when you decide to exercise your vote, that power is amplified. And it is only amplified if you exercise your vote. So, you know, when I look back and I did some research and I had to go back to, you know, voting and the Voting Rights Act, I remember my grandmother was really, really excited about voting, and she did not vote until probably, I want to say, the 70s, because it was at that point that she learned how to sign her name legibly enough that when she went to the polls, she could cast her vote and they could read and know that it was her. She didn't have a driver's license. You know, we had to get her an ID so that she could go to the voting polls. She was really excited about it because it was her first time voting. And I will share with you, yes, the state that she lived in was Georgia. And one of my aunts or uncles had to physically take her down so that she could register to vote. Well, she got her ID first and then registered to vote and then vote. And, you know, I remember hearing her say, you know, we always didn't do this, in that beautiful Southern Belle drawl that she had. And what she was referring to was the fact that, you know, voting did not always come easy to certain citizens. But there was a collective of people that changed that. You know, I remember stories that, you know, back in the day, only people who had land and who could read and write were able to cast votes. If you look at your history, there's all kinds of ridiculous, what we consider to be ridiculous stories now, of reasons why you were prevented from voting. But the collective people stood fast and decided, I am going to go forth and I'm going to do this because it is my duty, it is my honor, it is my right as a United States citizen to be able to cast my vote either way. And I understand the argument and I get it. Some people will say, well, it is my right to be able not to vote. Well, then you know what? You have given away your voice. You have put your inalienable rights in the hands of other people without a fight, without your voice being heard. Because voting is your individual voice being heard. It's when the collective speaks that power is transformed into bills, into laws. If you don't participate, you get nothing. So my listeners out there who have decided, oh, I'm going to sit this one out, I'm going to ask you not to. I'm going to ask you to participate because it is the most important thing that you can do as a United States citizen. Participation is everything. And know this, your vote counts because it is part of the collective. You don't stand alone when you vote. This is Angela at the Substance of Life Experience Podcast. I hope that I've inspired you in some way, and I hope that I've influenced you somehow to know the value that you provide as a United States citizen when you go to your voting poll. I am prayerful that you will exercise your rights.